No Free Ride to Valhalla, a Venom Comics fanfic written by Kita Usuret and read by Katie Hart. Pairings: past Valkyrie Flash Thompson and heavily implied past Venom Flash Valkyrie. With additional tags for Fix It, Near-Death Experiences, Valkyrie is Awesome, Stubbornly Refusing to Acknowledge the Death of Flash Thompson. Summary: having fallen at the hands of the Red Goblin, the monstrosity that is the deadly combination of Norman Osborn and the Carnage symbiote, Flash Thompson, aka Agent Anti-Venom, lies dying on a rooftop. A certain old flame of his, though, refuses to accept that. Major spoilers for The Amazing Spider-Man number 800 also might not make sense if you haven't read the issue. Also, I wrote this at like 7 a.m. because that's just how I roll. Author's notes. So, ever since Amazing Spider-Man number 800 released back in May, I've been treating the death of Flash Thompson as basically a big conspiracy theory. Why? Because he survived much worse, and it was a stupid death. This is one of just many scenarios I've come up with as to how Flash Thompson lived. And I may very well make this into a series of completely ridiculous one-shots. With that, part 1 of 25 Ways to End Amazing Spider-Man number 800. Flash closed his eyes and slowed his breathing, his heart rate. Let whatever anti-venom was still there do what it could. Regardless, he knew it. This was the end. He'd exhausted himself seeking out all of Spider-Man's, Peter's, allies and friends. Even against the artificial symbiote coursing through him, he could still feel the presence of his partner. Two of the beings he cared about more than anything in this whole damn universe, and they tried to save him. But that would mean Peter. Peter, who always had a temper, who always was trying to take responsibility for everything, and how had he not seen it before, would have been forced to kill in blinding rage. Flash didn't want that for either of them. But they were terrible for each other, and if Peter did something he'd regret, that would be the point of no return. Flash wouldn't let Venom get re-corrupted, no way. He'd choose death over that. They left moments after his insistence to go. I don't want to risk hurting Venom. You have to take the Red Goblin down. And so Flash waited. He'd either pass out and eventually wake up, or he wouldn't. He smiled ruefully to himself. Either way, damn good life. He'd go out a hero. That was something at least. Suddenly, he felt a warmth and a light, like someone had been sent down to collect him. And he heard a woman's voice, strong and familiar. Brave warrior, an end to your valiant fight draws nigh as the Valkyrie... She trailed off. Flash Thompson! She nudged him with her boot, and he coughed and managed to open his eyes. Sure enough, there beside him knelt Brumhilde, the Valkyrie, looking inexplicably annoyed. Hey, Val, honor's mine. If this is another ploy to get Dragonfang, no. The effort made him cough. I fought Carnage and... This is ridiculous. Get up. Flash stared at her as she leaned over him. Eugene Thompson, you have survived much worse than this. I can sense what is within you trying to heal you, but you must also put some effort into living. Furthermore, you interrupted what was turning out to be a very nice night with Angela and Sarah. Angela? Ribbon Girl? Yes, Odin's daughter. Valkyrie lowered her voice then. She has many uses for those ribbons, and you interrupted my opportunity to find out what they are. She stood again and put the hilt of her sword against his chest. It is not your day to come to Valhalla, Flash. What is it that is bonded to you?
Thinking took too much effort. Anti-Venom? Anti-Venom? Wasn't that the alias of that Edward Brock fellow? I heard Henry complaining a few times about him and the so-called Revengers destroying an Avengers building. The alias is not very creative. Whatever it is, I can try to channel it to heal your wounds so I can return to my evening activities. She pressed the hilt against his heart, and it felt like his healing factor had been kicked into overdrive. Wounds stopped spilling. The anti-venom stitched him up from the inside out.
It hurt like hell when it finally reached his lungs, but the weight of her sword kept him grounded. He coughed the last of the blood out and managed to lift his hand to wipe off his face.
Still feel like hell.
You're alive. You're welcome. Valkyrie knelt and pressed a kiss to his lips. Oh, impeccable timing. Hello, sweet one. Something slipped into his hand, cool and familiar, and the moment it sunk in, he smiled. Worry and agony and anger and sorrow flooded his subconscious, and he knew. Hey, buddy, didn't Spidey need you? Told me to leave. Needed to be with you anyway. Venom flowed over his remaining wounds, and Flash managed to sit up to see Valkyrie now eyeing him fondly. So I get a lecture and Venom gets a sweet one? Venom is very sweet, and very talented, and you know I taught him everything. Your old partner is closer to my age than yours, and has more experience than you will ever know, from many, many hosts. But that is quite all right. I enjoy teaching mortal men. Still, Flash frowned. I taught you a little, didn't I? You taught me strength and perseverance and heroism. Anything else? We need to return to Eddie. I left him on a rooftop next to Mary Jane with no clothes on. His heart wrenched a little. He knew this was just temporary, and he hoped Brock would understand. Why on earth he'd want to hand Venom off to Spider-Man after fighting Flash himself tooth and nail to be the symbiote's partner again was beyond him, but this had been a weird night overall. Valkyrie flipped her sword around and caught it expertly. If there's nothing else... No, go have your girls' night or whatever. Flash hesitated, but, you know, if you're ever down here on Midgard again... And you want to grab coffee or rip apart demons or something? She laughed, bright and warm, like a beacon in the night. Well met, Flash. She put her fingers to her lips and whistled shrilly, an ancient and mystic call to her steed. And within moments, Aragorn appeared from the sky and landed near them. Valkyrie mounted the Pegasus and with a stamp of hooves was off into the night. Venom made a sound like a purr in the back of his mind, and Flash rolled his eyes. Don't let Eddie feel that or he might get jealous. You believe he was celibate the entire time we were bonded? Images flashed over his subconscious he'd rather forget at that moment, and with Venom's help, he stood. Please don't do that again. Think Carnage is down for the count? I know it. Then we better get back to Eddie. I'm sure he misses you as much as I did. He will be glad to learn you are alive as well. Flash wasn't so sure about that, but in any case, the sentiment was welcome. All right, buddy. Thanks for coming to my rescue. He slung a web and dropped down into the night, following Venom's instincts back to his primary host. Val was right. Tonight was not his night to die. The end.